Well, welcome to our first Dove's Edge podcast. We think we're going to do a little bit of introductory first, kind of just go over what got us here and what we're all about, what we think we're about anyways. It's good. Well, I mean, I think the first thing to talk about is we're definitely going for the casual appeal. We're not worried about professionalism one bit.
No.
Definitely not worried about trying to be perfect. Yeah, so, my name is Ryan, and
I'm Isaiah.
And we're just two people just trying to share information from collective years. Zay, you okay for calling you Zay on the?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, all right. So you're just calling you Zay or Isaiah.
My nickname.
Yeah. What got us here? I mean, how do we even get to this point? I mean, this has kind of been an interesting journey so far, just getting up to this start point.
Well, getting to Dove's Edge, I mean, it all led up with all the ministry background that you have and I have. Music ministry for me, pastoral for you and youth. But Dove's Edge was a very interesting story as to how we even got around to doing a podcast. But it wasn't on our radar at all. What was the first thing that we thought of when we did this podcast? Because I'm the one that thought of doing the podcast.
Yeah, what's interesting is that there was some thoughts in my mind as I was kind of evolving through ministry. I just walked out of 20 years of youth ministry.
Right.
And then more or less a 3-year changeover to discipleship. It was kind of a change of life for me anyways. And then in back of my mind, I was thinking, podcast, I don't think I really realized that the Spirit of God is probably working on that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, you and I both have said it multiple times. We never could have a year ago said, hey, we're going to be together thinking about doing a podcast. It never would have ever been on the radar.
And the funny part is I've always wanted to do a podcast just because I thought it would be cool, but never knew that it would even be ministry based, honestly. I just didn't put two and two together. But one day it just kind of hit us that we should do this. So,
yeah, which kind of leads into the idea of, what is it about? What are we trying to do? And, both of us have had conversations with people before getting up to this point, even asking that question. So what's it about?
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, it's going to be in development even after this. But we do have some ideas of what we're trying to go for. And do you want to go and start with that? Or do you want me to dig it?
You can go ahead with the idea.
All right, I'll go ahead and dig it. So, I'm going to read our vision statement.
That's a good
it's kind of black and white there, but I'm going to elaborate from that a little bit. Dove's Edge, boldly brings forth an awakening spirit mindset guided by the Spirit of Truth as ambassadors of Jesus Christ, empowering the children of God with the application of wisdom by transcending his word one mind to another. Let me paraphrase that. We just want to share the word of God as it's written in a simplistic form.
Yep.
Everyday language, which I think is really becoming a lost understanding. When I think about Jesus and how simple he was in his teaching, I really think that's become a lost understanding. And maybe I have a little bias to that from teaching children and youth all those years, with the, all the crazy questions in class with different kids and teenagers, but it always led back to just really simplicity, keeping it simple. And I'm not going to pick on any particular denomination or church or anything, but I'm just going to say body of Christ seems to be on a crazy spiral of being overeducated, overachieving, just getting too complicated and just presenting the simple truth of the gospel. I mean, what's your thoughts?
No, I totally agree. The body of Christ as a whole has made everything's so much more complicated than it needs to be. And we just want to break down the simplicity of what the Bible says and to just share what we've learned and, over the years separately and even together. It's just so simple. It really is. It's very simple. And a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, it is very simple.
And on to probably the elephant in the room for people that are curious about what Dove's Edge means, because we've had a lot of questions from pretty much anybody that's ever heard about the podcast yet asks, what does Dove's Edge mean?
Yeah, I'm going to add in a little funny to that first is, the term Dove's Edge was I guess in some ways hand delivered to us, but in other ways it felt like we stumbled into it.
Yeah.
You know, because we really had a very difficult time trying to find something that didn't exist for the sake of copyrights and for the sake of just not crossing over another ministry or another podcast. We really didn't want to, cross any lines in terms of, hitting on something
legal reasons,
but also just with somebody else doing their thing. We don't want to confuse it.
Right. No.
And so that was an incredible journey. I mean, we had a lot of laughter in it too.
It took weeks.
Yeah. We had a lot of laughter, finding stuff, but it was difficult. So
yeah,
I guess one day we just said, we got to find two words that just don't go together typically.
That are unique.
And that's where Dove's Edge came in, was two words that don't typically sound like they go together.
Yep.
So go ahead.
And you would be shocked how hard it is to find something that's unique. I mean, it's a name. It's ridiculously difficult. So from that story, technically Dove's Edge doesn't have really a meaning that we initially had in our heads. This is why this is named that way. But to me, and I don't know how you feel about it, but to me personally, well, the dove was a sign of the Holy Spirit in the Bible when it was above Jesus, when he got baptized. And then edge, well, the Bible is sharper than a double-edged sword. Thought that fit well together with the Holy Spirit. And you can't see it here with the logo, but then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free, John 8:32. That's what's on the sword. And also double-edged sword. Kind of worked out. But the tagline here, what's your story, was the more important part, and that's where we actually thought this one through, because we want to know people's testimonies and their stories that can be shared. So, which will then lead into, might as well say it now, we eventually want to do live streams.
Right.
Like Q&As, stuff like that, when we get further into this, so people can actually interact and ask questions, because this is just a conversational ordeal.
Right, and again, going back...
It's nothing prim and proper, it's just, hey... Yeah, here we are.
Exactly. Going back to exactly what Jesus did, was just sitting around, whether it was a couple of disciples or it was all 12 of them, or there was 50,000 people, whatever the group was, whatever the setting, whether it was inside of a little house or standing on a boat in front of a crowd. You know, the bottom line was, is Jesus was just real with his people and just trying to relate in an everyday way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the Jesus I know. I don't know a Jesus that is trying to make you feel inferior. I don't know a Jesus that doesn't show love. You know, I don't the Jesus I know is a very personable person, and right. And that's given, and today being that Jesus isn't physically literally here, that it's imparted to us by his Spirit, which is the edge of the dove, if you will, or the dove, you know, or the Holy Spirit's edge, or the kind of like the Bible being a double-edged sword. But the what's your story, I'm really curious where that's going to take us. And
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, very curious.
Because, it opens up a whole other world.
Right, because, you know, in Revelation it talks about, you know, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
Right.
And I've said this for years. It wasn't how much Bible they knew. It wasn't how much they understood.
Or experience they had.
Right. It had everything to do with what they went through, what they experienced. You know, so they had Jesus, and then, or the blood of the Lamb, if you will.
Yeah.
And then they had their testimony. And that's what made them overcome. And that is the, I guess, the epiphany of what this podcast is going to be about. You know, really want to bring in the idea of what your story, and I'm sure you'll be sharing your testimony and mine, and I'll be sharing mine as we go piece by piece, you know,
in sections.
In sections, definitely. Definitely not going to be in one setting.
No, it will not.
Not be in one setting.
This is meant to be a personal podcast.
Yeah.
To be able to reach people who, you know, you're listening now or watching. So it's meant to just be simple.
Simple and
comfortable, not like, you know, all professional. Yeah, we have higher end equipment. We have mics and stuff, but we're not professionals.
No, not by any shape of the means.
No.
And I'm definitely not going for that perfection. The only person I want to point out that is perfect in this will be Christ, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I'm going to kind of bleed into kind of a little bit more of the underlying foundation of Dove's Edge too. That's not really listed. It's it's a very simple scripture in Matthew 22, starting in verses 34 through 40. It's a very common thing said every day. I mean, it's so commonly said, but I'm not sure that it's grasped. And, you know, it reads this. Matthew 22, verse 34 says, "Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees and the Pharisees got together, one of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. 'Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law?' Jesus replied, 'Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.'" You know, Isaiah, here's the thing. If anything we do in the days, years to come, if anything we do does not fall back to this, then we are doing this for selfish gain and ego and who knows what else.
And pride and all that.
Pride. I mean, everything that is anti-God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe in giving away everything, whatever knowledge God has given me, I believe in giving it away. You know, I'm not looking to sell a book.
Right.
I mean, I could write a book easily probably by now, but I have no interest. I just want to give. And whatever that give is, you know, hopefully it will bring freedom to somebody listening. Hopefully it will bring, you know, peace, maybe hope.
Maybe clarity.
Clarity, you know, knowing what the next step is. You know, that
not feeling alone.
Exactly. Not feeling alone.
Which is a very prominent thing right now in the times we're living in, by the way.
Yes. You know, let's call y'all out in the room. This is a very difficult isolation. Time. Yeah. Very difficult time. I mean, many people have lost loved ones for different reasons. You know,
the world's rapidly changing.
Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. And, you know, we just really want to push the simplicity that, you know, Jesus, the gospel that Christ was giving is found in this scripture right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was granted, did he die on the cross? Yes. Did he resurrect? Yes. Is he coming back again? Yes. But I think we focus on that so much that we lose sight of what the gospel, what Jesus was actually trying to get across to us. And that was getting back to a simplistic relationship with God. You know, with loving him with all your heart, mind, and soul. Because, you know, think about it. What happens when you love God with all your heart, mind, and soul? I mean, what are the simple reactions?
You're going to naturally want to do what's right. And you're going to naturally care for people and love people.
Yeah. You're naturally going to ask for forgiveness. Yeah, let's face it, there is no perfect life living here. No. Okay. It is impossible to live right. But there's a desire to live right.
Exactly.
It is impossible to live a perfect life, but there's a desire to want to live that.
It changes your mindset. It changes everything about you.
And right. And it's because maybe you want to be like your dad in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your father, your daddy, whatever you want to label them. You know, that's what this scripture is about. You know, and Jesus knew he was being tripped. Right. He knew that they were trying to trip him up. They couldn't stand him. You know, and it was all the educated people, the lawful people, the ones that were high up and listed as, you know, the higher ranks of the temple and whatnot. But, you know, he knew. But he didn't retaliate. He just said, "Oh, let me tell you what two simple things are that everything hangs on." You know,
two things,
and love your neighbor. There's going to be a whole podcast on that eventually.
Yeah,
you know, loving your neighbor is today difficult. There's so many indifferences that are being thrown in our face.
Yep.
That loving your neighbor is the absolute opposite of what everything's being told. Absolute opposite. So if loving your neighbor and loving God with your heart seem to be ironically in today's era the most diverted thing.
And if you think about it, if you simply have those two things, how much different would the world be? Because look at all the stuff happening out there in the world right now.
Yeah, I can't.
It's all based off hate, the division, everything, every single aspect of life. There's division.
Yeah.
And if there was love,
Yeah, and this
fixes all the
problems. Yeah, now and this yeah, and this kind of love that we're talking about is not something you find back in the '60s and seventies. We're talking about a love that transitions, a love that transpires above all things.
Right.
You know, we're talking about a love that comes only from God.
And changes people, yeah.
And it changes you from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that is being searched for all over the place and people aren't finding it. You know, and the reason why they're not finding it is because I don't know how to put, I hate to say this, so I don't want to sound negative, but you can't go to a building and watch a show and go, what am I looking for here? You know, I hate to say it, there's so much entertainment in the quote unquote body of Christ that the love of God is
totally cut off.
And yeah, I've seen it so much. I've seen it so much. I mean, it's
because it's disconnected from what truth people need to hear, and it gets watered down, or some other agenda comes into play, and what people need to hear isn't being said.
Right. And a lot of times it comes down to ego.
Yeah. Or pride.
Pride. Yeah. Ego and pride, self-image.
Yeah.
And, you know, that has to be dismantled somehow. And if it's just one person listening to this, we go, hey, you know what? There's something about this.
Exactly.
Let me go read that scripture for myself. Let me go think about it myself a little bit. Let me see, what would Jesus really do?
Which, by the way, any scripture we give, you know, in today's introduction and, you know, throughout this whole podcast, we encourage you to go look it up yourselves and read from beginning to end in those chapters.
Yeah.
And actually explore yourself.
And I guess maybe now would be a good time to mention this is if there's ever any time you have a question that's not live, like right now, this is a pre-recording.
Yeah. Or you want us to answer a question.
Yeah, if there's ever time you want to ask a question, you can always email us at info@dovesedge.com.
Which I think is on our Facebook page.
Yeah, it's on the Facebook page. You can also contact us through a message on Facebook right now.
Okay.
I'm sure down the road we'll have more
points,
ways of getting in communication. However, we're just trying to start easy.
Yeah, this is a learning curve for both of us. So definitely. This is kind of weird. I'm going to be blunt. Yeah. But it's cool, though. And it's like we said before, it's not for our gain or anything. It's just we want to reach out to people and just share what we know and hear from everybody else.
Right.
That's really what we want to do. We want to hear from everybody else and be able to just socialize in the body of Christ and be the body of Christ.
Right. Because the truth is that, you know, the most powerful function of the body of Christ is not going to happen behind four walls.
Exactly.
It happens in the streets. It happens in your workplaces. It happens wherever you are, you know. And
just like Jesus did.
Yeah. I mean, just like Jesus. And that's the point. We've got to get back to recognizing the template that Christ put there.
How it's actually supposed to be.
Yeah. There's now, I mean, that is not to say that, you know, if you're involved in a local church or elsewhere, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, just remember that the church body and behind the walls is meant for teaching and uplifting and discipleship, whereas the real work is typically not done necessarily behind four walls. It's outside.
Yeah. The church is meant for nurturing the body of Christ. Right. But everything that's important and that totally, you know, counts is outside the four walls.
Yeah.
Which is, like I said before, is what Jesus showed the whole way through his ministry.
Yeah. I guess the worldly way of saying it would be is your actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
That would be the world view of it. You know, we're trying to wake up the people that, you know, another thing about Dove's Edge is we're really trying to reach those that have been kind of burnt a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, maybe church was a bad experience for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you may even have every good reason for that. You know, but I'm telling you, they're the God that we're talking about, the God of heaven we're talking about is greater than a church. You know, it's greater than the hurt you've been through. I don't care how much it was. I know I can personally say that I have every reason to walk away from God. There has been enough experiences in my life that have been just hard. I don't know how
that
to put
is
it.
In the flesh. You could easily just be like, I'm done with this.
Yeah, I could just say I'm
done
with this.
You could put all blame on God, even if God had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, exactly.
That's easy to do as a human.
It is. But, you know, that, again, what's your story? Exactly. Because, you know, your story is being written. Don't let somebody else end your story.
Exactly.
You know, it's not time for that. It's time to, what is your story? You know, it's being written. And let's hear it.
Now's a time more than ever in the world where if people start telling their stories, well, it could change everything.
It could change everything. You know, I've
change history.
You know, as a computer technician, I go into many houses and places, you know, businesses, and it's amazing what conversations go. And I go there typically to fix something, not necessarily to, you know, open up a whole conversation.
Right, yeah.
But it's amazing, you know, the stories you hear when people start to open up and they realize that you just listen to them. And, you know, even that alone is missing in the body of Christ. Whatever happened to people just listening to others, whatever happened to taking time and hearing people out,
mm-hmm.
you know, instead of trying to give them a 10-step process of this is how you get through this thing.
Instead of just listening and understanding,
I mean,
I think we can speak for us both that we're both pretty like introverts.
Yeah.
So this is a, like I said before, this is a very, this will be a learning curve as we go along. Yeah. It's going to get, you know, better and more smooth, but this is a learning curve.
Yep. Well, you know, I think that's going to be enough said for one day. I mean,
we'll get an actual topic based things, in the next episode and so on. We are going to get a schedule put together here eventually for when we will release podcast episodes and live streams, which will happen relatively soon, hopefully, for Q&As so that we can actually interact with people. Kind of the whole point of this podcast was really just to interact with people.
Right.
And be different.
Yeah. You know, so, and ending on that thought, that is the biggest thing missing too in the church world is you go to a Sunday morning service. And maybe it's great. Maybe it's a great sermon. I mean, maybe you take a lot out of it. That's good. I mean, it's the word. But whatever happened to asking questions?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened with Jesus. I mean, whether it was people that were against him asking questions or his own disciples trying to gain an understanding,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever happened to asking questions? And, you know,
it's extremely important.
I mean, I'm not saying to be disruptive in services and all, but no. I think that we really missed something there where, you know, yeah, the preacher needs to be asked questions. You know, the person up there teaching needs to have ability to say, okay, is there any questions to be asked? You know, I can't imagine him being a youth pastor all those years, never taking questions from kids.
Right.
I mean, that would have been crazy.
It's just like real life applications. I mean, you can't learn something if you don't ask questions.
Right.
How are you supposed to learn to walk with Christ if you don't ask questions?
Right. You can't.
You have to ask questions to grow.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, you know.
So, yeah, that's the basis of that. So,
yeah, basis. Appreciate you guys listening, tuning in. Yeah,
share us around if you liked it. If you didn't like it, I'm sorry.
I think maybe we might have about 20 likes right now on our page. You know,
yeah,
the more the merrier. We're not for gain. It's not for competition as much as it is. Let's get the word out. You know,
exactly.
You know, and let us know if you learned something out of this. Let us know if you didn't like something out of this. I mean, we're ready.
Open the feedback. Remember, info@dovesedge.com. You know where to find us. All right. Now.
Yep.
So.
Till next time.
Till next time.